This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's news. Nope.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Guys?
Yeah?
I'm upset.
Why?
Because it seems like we've lost our way. As a show.
We don't nope.
Nobody's noping, man.
I was thinking about this driving in today.
And it's like, it's news or nope. It's not news or news.
But our news has been too good. I don't want to nope it.
I was thinking about the other day when Aaron cut me off and went before me. I should have noped her, but I'm so glad I didn't. It was about Harry Styles.
I know, but there's people out there, just if they had a bandolier of nopes, they'd be noping the crap out of this show.
We take it very personally, though. We need to work on that.
Yes. So I'm not going to do it right away, but I just want you to know I'm going to be more conscious and I'm going to know.
Good evening?
Nope.
Great. You got it out of the way. Who wants to go?
Damn it!
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you, T-Hack. You're my favorite on this show. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Nope. Good evening.
Oh! There we go. Hold on.
What?
You can nope.
Oh, sorry.
And then wait.
There's so many rules to this
you
segment.
You know you can't start till you hear the breaking news thing.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a lot of drama within a mom group.
I was hoping you'd do this.
What
a
mom
specific
group?
DCOM mom group, Disney Channel original movie.
What? What?
Is it DCOM?
Kinda.
Okay.
We're like, that's the joke. It's like DCOM divas. They're going to get their own.
Who? Okay.
Yeah. So Ashley Tisdale did a article with The Cut, and it's about breaking up with her toxic mom group. In this mom group is Hilary Duff, Meghan Trainor, Mandy Moore, and then a bunch of other...
A really
and
famous
she said
food
this
blogger.
Out.
Yeah.
She went on record.
Them.
She didn't name them. But everyone is like, you have been posting that you're friends with this group of moms, and now none of you follow, like, Ashley doesn't follow any of them anymore. They don't follow Ashley. And so she's saying.
So is this like the new Drake and Kendrick? Are we going to like have a thing? Are they beefing?
They are hard beefing. And Hilary Duff's husband then went and did an article with The Cut, the same magazine.
Oh, wait, I think he mocked it up. I think it was just him
responding
with like a fake magazine
because
cover.
He did the same exact cover.
Okay.
And basically said, when you're the most self-obsessed, tone-deaf person on the earth, other moms tend to shift focus to their actual toddlers.
Mm.
It is insane.
The big speculation is that Ashley Tisdale was not very caring when a lot of those women lost their homes in the LA fires.
Oh, that's right. Because she was talking about like getting her second or third home.
Yes.
And all of these other moms are like, we lost our one home. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Mandy Moore's home.
Yeah.
Like they, it was pretty burnt down.
And from what I've read, like a very small, like only like 10% of people have even begun to rebuild.
I'm sure.
So many problems with, wow.
So it is insane. Christy Carlson Romano then made a video kind of like doing a reaction to it. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Brent Stevens.
Beefing on moms.
Okay, yeah.
So I like
the Nickelodeon actresses are going to get
yeah.
in on it too.
Oh my God.
Jenna McCurdy was on Call Her Daddy this week.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amazing news.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you really pick a different story, or is this what you're going to do?
No, I was going to do the story Aaron just did.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Amazing news for those of us who like to watch the Winter Olympics. Bo and Yang, and Kylie Kelce are going to be doing commentary at the 2026 Olympics in Italy. I don't know a ton.
I don't like the Olympics. I don't like the celebrity commentary. Snoop Dogg.
What is wrong with you?
Get out of there, Snoop Dogg. He's commentating.
Wait. Are you allowed to comment after you nope it?
Yes, I'll allow it. Okay. Don't make me get my judge hat.
They've got Snoop Dogg commentating the basketball games. He's talking like he's used to playing the NBA. Like,
but he also comments on dressage. He's never done that.
Oh, it's ridiculous. He's a gangster rapper.
And he bakes with Martha Stewart.
I have one amazing point that you're not going to get to hear now.
Aww.
Oh, no. You have an amazing point.
An amazing point.
You
I'm
know
just,
what?
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah,
I
want to
say this. I'm going to say this. What if... What if we just here's the thing.
Okay.
We give her this moment to have her amazing point. And if it's as bad as you and I absolutely know that it is.
Then my nope is used and his is restored.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Yes, we can restore his nope.
Okay.
But if it's amazing, then he didn't even get a nope next week.
Great.
Okay.
The stakes are low.
Do you accept these terms?
I'll be fair.
It's interesting that Bowen Yang is going to be doing this starting in February, given that he just, mid-season of SNL, announced his departure. I have to believe this has to do with him no longer being on SNL. It was a pretty good point.
I don't think it's that good of a point.
Who's Bowen Yang?
Aaron, that was not that good of a point.
I just don't
understand.
You know what?
I do because he was sitting front row at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, he was.
Because he's an NBC employee and I've been jealous of him ever since. So.
Hey, whatever, my nope's gone.
For 3 weeks.
No!
Did we all use them now?
Yours get restored then? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got restored.
Okay.
Okay, and you get to go, I think.
Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening. This has been, I'm sorry for the thing I put at the beginning of this.
We just want to make you happy.
Okay, thank you.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have finalized their divorce.
That was so fast. You know how long my divorce drug out?
I know, but I think when you've got that much money in your own projects, you're like,
whatever.
Split them up.
They have designated a parenting plan in which Nicole Kidman gets their children for 306 days. Keith Urban, 59.
What?
And I'm just going to leave that there. I don't know what that means.
He tours.
Okay, could be, yeah. Maybe.
But
is that
she's
permanent
on set.
Or just this first year?
At least this for it just says they've established a parenting plan that designates.
So aren't their children adults?
Both parents will jointly make decisions regarding education. Yeah.
I think they're.
Are they? I don't know.
Young or like middle teens?
Nicole is not young. So it's not like she has
her
a 3 year old.
Kids are 17, 30, and 33.
Okay.
So it's just the 17-year-old.
It's just the 17-year-old. Oh, and a 15-year-old.
Oh!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie.
One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.